This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show. Hello. Welcome to a Thursday, man. Thursday.
Little Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be 53 degrees today. Not too bad. The next week looks pretty darn good. It's spring, man. My Can I turn my water back on?
What? No, not yet.
Why?
Because
I need to use the power washer this weekend.
I think I can. Yeah, just your garden. Yeah, your hose.
That's
your
what
hose.
I'm talking about. Yeah, I get all that back on.
Yeah, just not your
clean up a little bit, right?
Yeah. And my kid comes in on Saturday morning. Yay!
Oh, I thought he was coming Friday.
Well, tomorrow. He was, but then his final is too late, so he's like, I'm just going to relax.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah, so Saturday morning.
All right, yesterday there was breaking news out of Aurora. I want to do this just as a public service announcement. Do you see where those two guys escaped?
No.
Two really bad dudes are on the loose.
Really? Mm-hmm.
In Aurora. And I was on my P's and Q's this morning here.
What does that mean?
That means I was on the watch.
Oh.
I'm on the lookout,
Jamie.
I'm
on the P's and Q's. I was like, what does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
You're on the alphabet? What?
Oh, my P's and Q's, but man.
I don't even know what that means.
You've never heard that before?
No.
I've heard mind your P's and Q's.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
Well, my P's and Q's,
but I've
man.
Never been on the lookout with my P's and Q's.
I'm on the lookout. Don't be trying to confuse the situation, Jamie. It's very dangerous out there.
Okay, all right.
Let me play you the story. These are two bad. Seriously, okay? I know we love to joke here, but these are two bad dudes, and the police are looking for these guys. They escaped yesterday
are
in
they
Aurora.
On foot?
I think they left on foot. There was a power outage at the jail or something like that.
Yeah.
And somehow that cut down all the, all the security
systems. There was a door unlocked that got unlocked.
Something happened, yeah. All right, it's in this news story.
Okay. ICE didn't share information on how these detainees escaped, only that they're looking for two men. ICE provided these photos, one of 32-year-old Joel Jose Gonzalez and a 24-year-old man they named as Galon Vito Romero. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says his name is Vito Romero Galon Jose. ICE says both men were arrested in separate Colorado counties before they were brought to the ICE detention facility. Dougco says Galon Jose was charged with two misdemeanors for theft and resisting arrest. Immigration says he's been in the U.S. since the end of 2023. According to ICE, a judge ordered his removal from the country 1 month ago. ICE says Gonzalez has been in the U.S. since 2013. He's charged with misdemeanor theft in Adams County. The agency says he's been waiting on immigration court proceedings to determine his ability to stay in the U.S.
They're saying they're dangerous.
No, they just said it was theft.
Well, I'm just saying.
I thought it was murder.
No, I have no idea.
Oh, no, that was like petty theft.
Yeah, but they're calling them dangerous to be on the lookout for these two guys that they're dangerous, Jamie.
I mean, I
they're
bet
desperate.
I bet they're desperate. But I just thought that you know, when you said they're really, really scary dudes, I thought, like, they killed somebody.
All right, just P's and Q's, man. Just
stole
just stay
some toilet
on
paper.
Just stay on it, man. Stay on it. That's all I got.
Yes, it.
Spadil, did you find the other audio with the hilaria?
Yeah, it's in the tablet trash folder.
All right, so yesterday we played you the first audio. Alec Baldwin embarrassed on the red carpet by his wife.
humiliated.
Yeah.
I would call, wouldn't you call it humiliated?
Absolutely. I mean, but of all those, all the media? Yes.
Yeah, because everybody, I mean, you're on the red carpet and everybody was talking about this yesterday. It's like, you know, I mean, you can scold your partner. I hate it when people get in a fight in front of me anyway, yeah. like that.
It's so awkward.
Yeah, it is so awkward. Like, go ahead and say, you know, you should have probably not interrupted me. I'll show you the clip of it later on the red carpet. Like, can you just try not to do it? But when she just like berated him right in front of all the cameras.
And Alec Baldwin, to me, has always come across as a tough guy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you don't mess with Alec Baldwin, man, you know. But, boy, his wife puts him in his place. They're on red carpet.
I mean,
know.
Who knew that he was so, like that, like, tail between the legs kind of guy?
It's not like it is at my house.
No,
I run
no,
my house. No. It's obvious. She runs her house. All right, this is the one we played you yesterday.
The Ilaria Show.
No. I think we're going to see, you know. We're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going
to
be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
Well.
This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and that went viral yesterday because everybody's like, oh, my God. She just, like, when I'm talking, you're not talking. And he's like, sorry.
Now, Spadil, I have not heard this clip.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What are we about to play here?
Number two. They're laying in bed together, and she replays that clip that we just played.
Okay.
And then she starts asking him, what is that called when a man interrupts a woman like that? And then they go into this whole explanation, and it's really embarrassing for
Alec.
Oh,
it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is. It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show. And that is called, what's the word of the day?
Man-interrupting.
Man-interrupting, which could be a positive. It could be a negative, or it could be a...
Correctile dysfunction.
Yes, correctile dysfunction. It's one of our children trying to get into the room. But, you know, the whole point is, because our children are about to come in, the whole point is that we interrupt each other all the time. Okay, so now that we cleared all of that up, I cleared it up. Give me a kiss just so you know that I'm not...
Oh, I'm so happy.
He's miserable.
Oh my God.
Correctile dysfunction.
I feel like this is elder abuse. Yeah. She's so much younger than him, and I feel like he's starting to lose it or something.
The other clip isn't in here.
Well, no, it's the same. He
yeah.
added it.
Oh, you
he
just added it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's at the end is where she says, kiss me, so they still think.
And then he goes, so happy.
I mean, I do love correctile dysfunction.
Yeah.
That's a good
correctile function. Yeah.
He's making men look bad.
Oh my God.
Really
right?
Bad.
That is bad.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast later today, just after the show gets posted. Go listen to it. Share it with a friend if you want to. Also, the Slacker Show will be on there too. Check them all out. Just listen to them later on today if you get a chance. Jamie, I'm looking something up on your behalf.
Okay, what is it?
Copper water bottles.
Yeah, I bought one. Okay, so let me tell you something. I am a trend follower, okay?
You are.
I am. So the first water bottle I bought was the, yeah.
Some people call that a sucker.
I am that. I have it written on my forehead.
Yeah, I'm not calling you names.
No,
I'm
no,
just
no.
saying.
I totally am because I get the ads on my phone and I'm like, well, that looks cool. Anyway, so I have three different water bottles that I've purchased that are supposed to be better than your average bear, okay?
Everybody is carrying water bottles,
yes,
okay?
Right, yeah. And so I'm on a water kick right now.
Gotcha.
So the first one I bought, it inserts like hydrogen into the water. You push this button in it and like supposedly like puts hydrogen or something into the water, right? Well, it seemed a little weird. I don't know, like it had been used before or something. So
Does it turn it into like seltzer water?
No.
It doesn't put a fizz into it?
No. It puts like hydrogen or something in it.
All right.
No, it's not like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
those flavor things.
Sparkling machine at home.
Water.
My wife bought it. We'd never use it.
Yeah, it'll make soda and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's some button you push. I don't know what it does. Anyway, but it seemed like somebody had used it, so I need to return it. I have not. It's in my pantry, but I got it 2 years ago. And so that's probably expired, the return thing. And then what was the second one I got? Remember?
The UV light.
Oh, the UV light. So it kills all the germs and stuff. But then my kid told me something bad about it. I forgot what that was.
Yeah.
But it was something about that. I don't remember. And so that one is also in my pantry. But this one.
All right, here we go.
This one is going to be the one.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
All right. So I bought. It hasn't arrived yet, but it's on its way. It's shipped because I got the email. It's a copper water bottle.
Okay.
What?
Now, have you looked into the copper water bottle and what's being said about it?
Yes, okay. It's fantastic. Okay. It adds minerals automatically because copper, right? So it adds copper to it. Now, the one bad thing that somebody wrote in the reviews and stuff is it says that you can't put anything acidic in it because it'll tarnish it, right?
Okay.
But then... But then the directions to clean it are to use vinegar and baking soda. And somebody's like, that's acidic. The vinegar is.
Yeah.
So you can't put anything acidic in it, but you can clean it like that. And they're like, well, it takes a while. And then somebody said, I bought one and it tarnished and I am drinking tarnished water.
So, All right. Well, I did some investigation
okay.
for you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you're like me sometimes. We read the headline.
Well, and I got the free goblet, and that's a $34 value.
Oh, so they threw something in there for you. Free gift.
So my water bottle was $154.
Okay.
Oh, my God. But I got the free drinking glass.
But so, if it's healthy for you, maybe worth it, okay?
Yeah, $154.
Now, mine is only 40. It holds a whole gallon of water.
It does hold a whole lot. But you're drinking out of plastic. I don't want to drink out of plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, haha.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking at water bottles right now. Now, I'm going to give you two or three different angles.
But
here,
I don't want plastic.
I'm not doing plastic. Okay. I'm looking at copper, 100% copper bottles.
Okay.
They average anywhere between $40 and $80, okay, on here. Now, I know you paid $100 and
Maybe I got two. Maybe it came buy one, get one
here's
free.
Here's the first thing it says. To your credit, first thing it says, drinking water stored in copper bottles, water bottles, may offer potential benefits like antibacterial.
Nice. Okay. Forget about the tarnish.
Which could aid in your digestion.
Nice. Yeah. I love aiding in my digestion.
Oh, you're going to be passing food like crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the downside. Here's the only downside. But it's crucial to be aware there are potential risks like the toxins of copper that could enter your water.
Wait.
Okay.
Toxins
of copper?
Yeah.
Or just the water in general has toxins?
Well, I think the water with the tarnish and the stuff you're talking about is probably considered toxins.
Oh, so just well, yeah, but water in water bottles can get toxic
water
anyway.
In general,
That's why I got sick.
They don't say that tarnish or anything. They just say that just be aware of there is toxins in copper bottles with the water. Okay. Just be careful with that. Now, I also looked up what is the absolute best water bottles to drink from.
Wait, hold on. There is something called copper toxicity, and I'm reading it now. It says it occurs when the body accumulates excessive amounts of copper. Let's see here. Ingredients, ingestion of large amounts of copper, like in shellfish, liver, chocolate, water bottles. What does it say? Oh, vomiting, nausea, abdominal pain, liver damage, kidney damage. This is going to be great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you drink that entire bottle of water, it's like you ate an octopus.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's really good for
you. But it's antibacterial.
Yeah.
Liver cirrhosis? Oh, dear God.
Oh, you'll be fine, Jamie. Okay. What are the odds it happens to you of all people?
Exactly,
right?
Okay.
Now, I did see this, the healthiest water bottle to drink from. Any guesses?
Is it plastic?
Nope.
Is it the Stanley?
Is it like a brand?
Stainless steel.
Ah.
The absolute healthiest by far.
Really?
According to this report.
Is stainless steel.
Stainless
let me
steel.
Get on, Lynn.
Yeah.
let me see what Amazon's got. To,
we got another bottle coming.
Yeah.
Because I like the copper because they said it keeps it cool, but I bet stainless steel does too.
Yeah, I bet it does. Mm. I'm just giving you the feedback, Jamie. I'm not trying to deter you from ordering this copper because you've already done it. But I don't want to, I don't want to put a bad thought in your head. I'm just giving you the details.
Well, no, I'm worried about cirrhosis of my liver. Like, I need that in my life.
No, you don't need that.
No, I need help with that, not like something adding to it.
You're like me over the years. We've done enough to the liver.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I'm saying.
We don't need that.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I mean, if you're going to tear up your liver, at least get drunk, right?
Yeah, or have some Tylenol.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Right. Instead of just water.
Yeah.
It's not worth that, right?
Let's see how much a stainless steel water bottle is. Oh, they are Stanley's.
Yeah, Stanley does make stainless steel water bottles.
Yeah. Oh, it's only 30. All right, I'm ordering it.
All right, there you go.
Add to cart. Oh, it's right now today.
Yeah.
A limited time deal, 25% off. It's only $33.
Wow.
And I mentioned that a lot of people, obviously we all know that, a lot of people are carrying around your water bottle, right? They say the worst is plastic.
Oh, yeah. Those microplastics that get in there.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it's bad for you.
And here's the funny part. Have you seen those TikTok videos where men are making fun of their wives?
Yes.
They get, right? They get the Home Depot bucket and they cover it with Stanley.
With trash cans.
Yeah, and they get a huge straw somehow. They make one. And their wives aren't paying attention. And they're like, what? I have a new water bottle. Because it is ridiculous. Like people like Schmidl carrying that 2-gallon water.
I agree.
Right? You can just carry a normal size and just fill it up.
I can't count. So I just need to have the one water bottle so that I can hit a gallon every day. And then I just have to drink one water bottle. I don't have to count how many bottles of water I'm drinking.
It's just math.
It's hard. Math is hard.
Come on.
I can't do it.
Yeah, I never jumped into the water bottle thing.
I know. Well, it's
well, teach us
me
on.
Because I'm on my journey.
I get you,
know,
Jamie.
Remember.
But no.
My journey of a cirrhosis of the liver, apparently.
I hope you know that I brought up the copper thing to help you out. I wasn't here to shame you in any way.
Well, then why didn't they say that in the infomercial?
I don't know.
It might cause cirrhosis of my liver.
I don't know, but I guess there are toxins that come along with copper.
Well,
and
then
that's
all
the morning.
Then all those people that get, what's that the mule?
Moscow mule.
Isn't that served in copper?
Yeah.
So not copper only tins. Are you, that's double whammy right there.
Yeah.
I do love a good Moscow mule, though.
Those things. Even
think about it. It's alcohol and copper.
Yeah. It's a double whammy.
It's out to kill you. A couple of those babies, you're gone.
Oh, my God.
I saw this yesterday on TikTok. I saw it yesterday on X. Saw it everywhere. A lot of people are saying that rescue in space was fake.
Yeah, I tried to tell you that yesterday a little bit. Well, not only the fake part, but that they didn't even need rescued. So there's two different theories out there right now.
You did, and I poo-pooed it, didn't I? I kind of just let it go over my head thinking, what the hell is Jamie reading? Then I go home yesterday, and you wouldn't believe all the feeds that are out there saying this thing was completely, completely fake.
Yeah, I know.
And they've got me convinced. That's what pisses me off about it. I'm also getting on board with it being fake.
Right?
Because you look at some of this video and it looks AI generated.
Well, okay, I will tell you when the parachutes and the capsule was coming down and they did like a fly over the ocean. It was like a drone shot, right? It was a fly over the ocean and then the capsule's coming down with the parachutes. I was like, this is enhanced. This is really, because it was beautiful, but it wasn't like a real drone shot.
No.
It looked fake to me, I'm going to be honest.
I'm guessing myself now.
I mean, that picture seemed a little fake, but I do believe that they were really rescued.
And those dolphins with the SpaceX logo on them? That's not real. Are you kidding me? Check this. I can grab this. Schmidl, you got this from TikTok. I never saw it on TikTok because I don't go to TikTok.
Right.
Yeah. I saw it on X, but you grabbed this from TikTok. Does this say that?
He thinks that it's all AI generated.
Okay.
Why did the landing from the astronauts who were stuck in space look AI? Now, we all know the astronauts who were stranded in space came home the other day. And I was watching the NASA live, and to me, this looked like a video game, y'all. Am I the only one? I swear, to me, it looked like I was watching the new GTA trailer. Tell me if I'm tripping. I'm gonna show y'all the video. Just look at everything. Look at the water, everything. Then if you was watching the live, she said after splashdown, they were gonna pull up on boats like it was gonna take them 30 minutes. It legit took them like 2 to 3 minutes. So I was confused, like, you just said 30 minutes? Anyway, to me, it looked like a video game, y'all.
In space, she, Suni, or whatever her name, Jasmine, whatever her name is, she had gray hair. She got back on Earth, she's got dark hair. I don't know.
Well, I know what he's talking about. All right, so the splashdown part did look like they enhanced it. I'm not going to lie. He's right. It did. It was like, I was like, this is too good. And then B, she did call out numbers, and it was way faster than it was. The only thing that I would say that was so real was that they couldn't get it in the nest. They couldn't get the spaceship in the nest on the boat. And that poor crane operator was trying a million times. I think they would have cut that out. Because you have you have four bodies in there being lifted up, hit back down, lifted up, and I'm sure they were in there going, come on!
That's a bad look.
Land the sucker.
And then the concept of they've been up there stranded for 9 months. They're not that far out there, actually. When you look at the video, I mean, Earth is right there. It's not that far. And we went to the moon in 1968 or something like that. We couldn't go get them for 9 months. None of it adds up. They've got me convinced.
Well, I mean, I guess supposedly that they had leaks, right? Hydrogen leaks. So they scrapped the comeback thing. And then SpaceX had to modify the suits because the plug-ins for theirs were, you know how when you try to plug in your phone and you have the wrong charger?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. So they had to modify their okay. rocket for their suits, supposedly.
It really did happen, didn't it? I want to believe it did.
Well, I mean, I don't think they'd fake her pregnancy. I mean, if she wasn't pregnant, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, we're dealing with a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't lie about babies.
Exactly.
Right?
So, I mean, the fact she came down here with Butch's kid.
Yeah.
Pregnant.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Butch and Sunshine got it on. We knew it happened.
It was, yeah, it was only a matter of time.
I mean, come on. Exactly.
Everybody knows that. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. It's coming up next, right here. Don't go anywhere. 55 for a high today.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Yeah, I saw that before and after of Sunny. Man, she looks beat up.
Oof. She does, doesn't yeah. she?
She looks tired.
Now, the before or after? Both. What? What
after,
do you say?
After.
Okay. All right. Because before she didn't look great. But I'm just saying. But they're saying that her hair was all grayed when she was up there.
Yeah.
But when she landed, it was all black. Did she color it on the way home? So she looked good.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah, that's probably what happened.
I'm no, starting can, to believe it,
you can do a, like, I bet she went to the hospital and her mom showed up. You can do, like, it looks like a mascara wand.
Yeah.
And you can just wand it.
No. We're talking about a picture where they're coming out of the capsule.
Well, she had her helmet on.
But you can see right under here like this. Look at my hat, Jamie.
Okay. Yeah.
That's okay. what I'm saying.
Okay.
Plus, did you know they can't even contact their family? Can't have any contact whatsoever for like 2 weeks.
Until they're debriefed?
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran has a new song out. I'm pretty excited about it. It was good. I saw him singing in the studio yesterday, and it's pretty good. Here is a sneak peek.
And if love's just a game, then come and play. As enough. Leave me on the floor tonight. Show me how to.
Me.
It's a Persian word, and it means my beloved.
That's sexy. Everybody's using these weird words now in songs, like the apartment one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, APT.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, I had to look that one up. I was like, apate. And I looked it up, and it says, it means apartment. I'm like, why didn't she just freaking say apartment?
It's a good tune. When does it come out? Is it out yet?
No, we don't know. He didn't say.
We don't know.
It says soon. Yeah.
So the song is called Azizam. I'm Persian now. You know there's no place called Persia. Anyway, moving on. But my neighbors were Persian. Quote unquote Persian. I asked them why they said they're Persian, and they said because people hated whatever they actually are, or whatever. Yeah. And so they changed it to Persian because then they would get more love from people instead of saying, I think it was back in the day when they were Iranian, I think, or Iraq. I don't remember. But that's what they told me. And you know what we shared?
What'd you share?
Cow tongue.
No.
They made cow tongue for me.
Cow tongue?
Yeah, it's like a Persian, like it's like a welcoming. I'd moved into
is it
my.
Good?
No, it is no. not. It's like you're tasting yourself or something.
That's
like,
weird. Oh, yeah.
I've never had it.
It's weird.
I know people eat it, but
yeah, it's like when I moved in, right? They were my neighbors, and they were like, "This is a way that we greet people." And I was like, "Oh God, I gotta, you know, you have to eat it to
yeah.
be nice."
Yeah, that's just one of those things. Like if I know it's something like yeah, a tongue, I can't get over it.
Me either.
So right off the bat, I'm already not gonna like it.
And your kid just had, BJ, your kid just had octopus?
Octopus, for the first time.
I love that he's trying all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. My kid had kangaroo. Yeah. My kid had a gerbil. What? No, it wasn't. A guinea pig.
A guinea pig?
In Peru. And they pick them out.
Oh no, it's like the lobster in the tank.
Yes.
Oh,
crew,
no.
You pick out your guinea pig.
Oh, I can't do
I was
that.
Like, dude, why would you? And the guy has it in his hand. Oh, and he sent me pictures. My son was not with me. He was with his school. And all the kids from school got to pick out. Ugh.
Oh, no.
I don't like to pick out anything at a restaurant. If I'm going to pick out, I just want to be at King Soopers.
Me either.
I want it packaged.
I do too.
Cut up. Yeah. Ready
Except
to go.
For
throw it on a grill.
When you raise a cow, I told you this, when you raise a cow, you take it to the butcher, right?
Yep.
And then my girlfriend was traumatized because she opened up the freezer and it said Beatrice on all these.
Oh,
Beatrice.
Terrible.
Oh my God, right?
Yeah.
Rump roast, Beatrice. Oh, she raised that cow.
Yeah. I get you.
You don't want to pull out that white paper and unwrap Beatrice?
Don't put the name on that.
I grew up on a farm, and it's a real thing.
They put their name on it? Yeah. Just put rump roast. No need for Beatrice to be on the white paper. All right, anyway.
Poor Beatrice.
I know. Let's see here. We already played you that one. What else I was going to tell you? Stand by. Nope, I'm not going to read that one. Oh, people are saying that Garth Brooks was horrible at the Grand Ole Opry. Garth Brooks joined forces with his wife, Trisha Yearwood. You're going to die at this one. Listen,
What?
They said she was good and he was bad.
Well, that's because she's on stage. She's on stage and it affects his singing.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes, because he's scared to death of her to begin with. She forces herself on stage with him all the time. He can't hit a note with her up there.
Garth Brooks joined forces with his wife, Trisha Yearwood, to perform a tribute to the late country music icons. George Jones, Tammy Wynette, et cetera, et cetera. Celebration of the Grand Ole Opry's 100th anniversary. The 63-year-old country icon received less than stellar reviews of his duet on social media. I thought it was because of Trisha, but no, they said his singing voice and his choices of style was horrible. It was a live celebration performance. They said, though, that Trisha, his wife, did a great job.
I wonder what happened. I saw him in Vegas. He was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
I love Garth Brooks.
He was good. He was very good. Ooh. So I don't know what could have happened yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know. He was just off his rocker, I guess. Whatever happened with that sexual lawsuit?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
Wasn't her makeup person or something like that?
Yes.
Wasn't it her person, her assistant or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A judge has denied his request to have it thrown out. So the judge must have thought there was enough evidence to keep it. Also, what's happening with Blake Lively and that whole thing? Because I know that her husband, oh my God, whatever his name is now, I can't remember.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yep, Ryan requested that his name be pulled out of the lawsuit.
Yeah, because he said that the only reason is because Justin is, I guess, hates him or somehow, like,
he said
the lawsuit.
He said it was freedom of speech.
Yeah.
That he was allowed to call the guy a creep because any man that's married, when their wife is in, you know, duress, that you're allowed to say, like, hey, I'm taking up for her.
Yeah, like, you can't sue me because you hate me.
Exactly. Let's see here. It says Ryan Reynolds is asking a judge to drop him as a defendant from Justin Baldoni's $400 million defamation lawsuit, claiming that Baldoni's argument against him has no legal bounds and amounts to quote unquote hurt feelings. The filing submitted on Tuesday, they said that we'll see what happens. So far, they haven't ruled on that, but he wants out of it. Taylor wants out of it. Everybody wants out of this lawsuit. $400 million is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
Up for grabs. It seems to not be in the headlines as much as it used to, though. I don't know what's going on.
Because we're in a stall. It doesn't go to court until next year. March of next year.
$400 million.
It'll ramp back up. So March of 2026 is when it goes to court. Here's the thing, though. They're saying that Blake Lively thought she could just call out Baldoni and say, oh, man, he's so mean. And that she actually had a connection with him, and then she decided because he wouldn't follow her rules, she wanted to direct it, and they never saw him fighting this hard. They thought that he would back down because of who they are in Hollywood, but it's ruined their careers right now.
Both of them.
Yeah,
because really she comes off as impossible to work with.
Yep.
And then he comes off as, maybe he's a predator of some type. I don't know. I don't know who's right or wrong.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm saying it even ruined Ryan Reynolds' reputation, too.
Yeah,
because
it does.
All of them are just...
in association.
But that Baldoni, like, he is a looker. You know?
Baldoni?
Yeah. He has days. He's kind of like Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
You know, Lady Gaga, sometimes she's really hot, and sometimes you're like, what the hell was that? Yep. Well, Baldoni has those days where you're like, man, he's hot. And then some days you're like, what the hell is that?
Looked like he slept on the street or something and just woke up. He's like,
it's like you, BJ. Some days, some days you're like George Clooney.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Yeah.
And some days you're not.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Today's a good day, though.
Today's a great day.
Today's a great day. Yeah, I know.
Holy hell.
You got that polo on?
Look at me.
Yeah, your wife's going to get some tonight.
I can't even walk around this building, man. The girls.
You're on fire.
It's not safe. It's not safe.
You are on fire. The Disney woke Snow White. People hate it. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
I don't really know how this thing's going to do. Do you? It looks like it's going to be a turd.
They said it's exhaustingly. Here's the quote. Exhaustingly awful.
And you know what? If it is a turd, they deserve it. They fired the dwarfs.
We already did
this. There you go.
We already did this. You know what looks crazy?
I'm telling you, though, they deserve it.
You know what looks crazy is the revenge of Bambi.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you guys seen the trailer for that?
These horror movies that just go over the top with these characters.
Like, I know, right? It's terrifying. So it's called, like, The Revenge of Bambi or something. And what it is it's Bambi out to get the people that killed his mom.
Yeah. It's called Bambi, The Reckoning.
Oh, my. Yeah. Have you seen it? It's scary. I was scared from the trailer.
Watch the trailer.
Oh,
it's
my
crazy.
God. It's so scary. They're in the woods, and Bambi has big, ferocious teeth. And it's, like, going after people.
I can't wait to take Frog.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablo trash.
Bambi, you can. Man, oh man, Jim Hooley is down at the Ball Arena. People are getting ready to file in there. They've got games this morning. Lots of people in town. I think Michigan is here, along with other teams too. It's the NCAA tournament. A lot of people are going to be skipping out of work today.
Who's playing today?
Down at Ball Arena?
Or just,
I know that Michigan, is it today? Yeah.
I think Michigan,
he's down there today. I know Michigan's in
town. I'm against Michigan because I'm a Michigan
State. I think BYU is in town, right?
I'm for BYU.
Aren't the Mormons here?
The Mormons
BYU's playing VCU.
I love the Mormons. Don't say.
I'm just
they're
saying.
They're my friends.
You got Wisconsin versus Montana, BYU versus VCU, Texas A&M versus Yale, and then Michigan versus UC San Diego.
What have I said about the Mormons? Literally, I want to be a Mormon. They are the best humans on the planet.
I never said anything bad.
Are
I just
the
said
Mormons
they're here.
Here.
The Mormons are here.
That sounded
BYU.
Degrading a little bit. I'm going to.
I love it. Love it. Basketball, man.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.